The bells of Kirkva Rodenja Blazing Jevis Marij are still ringing when I step out of my apartment in the Starry Grad. It's Sunday, August 9th, and the stone under my feet is already warm. I slept with the window open last night, listening to the cicadas and the faint thump of bass from a concert somewhere down in the square. That's the thing about Leben in August. The town doesn't really go to sleep. It just lowers its voice for a few hours and then starts up again. I'm learning the rhythms of this place. It's my second full day, and I've already got a routine forming. Coffee first at the Trznica, the morning market below the old town walls. The walk down from the Starry Grad is a proper leg workout. Stone steps, tight switchbacks, the whole town stacked on a hill like a layer cake. The market itself is a huddle of stalls in a square that's half car park, half social hub. I paid about €2.10 for a cappuccino at one of the stands, which is standard for Croatia, and grabbed a burek for a couple of euros. Standing there, watching the farmers unload crates of peaches and figs, I thought, this is the real clock of Istria, not the one in the bell tower, the one that tells you what's in season by what's on the table. There are nectarines the size of my fist, tomatoes that still have the warmth of the sun on them, and these tiny, misshapen figs that taste like honey and caramel. A woman next to me is arguing with a farmer in that rapid-fire Istrian dialect about the price of olive oil, and he's giving as good as he gets. It's not hostile, it's a sport. I buy a bag of figs and a hunk of cheese for about €6 total, and I eat half of it right there leaning against a wall, watching the town wake up. My plan for the day was simple. Morning at the market, then the Fortica viewpoint at the top of the old town, then a swim at Rabac in the afternoon, and then back up for the evening's Art Republic events. Simple on paper, anyway. The thing about Leben is that everything requires either climbing up or climbing down. I met a retired miner once back in Zagreb who told me that Leben's whole history is about verticality. The coal was under the ground, the town was on top of the hill, and the sea was below. Everyone was always moving in three dimensions. That stuck with me. And walking up to the Fortica, the old fortress, at the highest point of town, I got it. The path up to the Fortica takes you past galleries and studios that are part of Leben Art Republica, the collective that runs the art scene here. It's not a museum you walk through and leave. It's the whole old town. Doors open onto courtyards with sculptures in them. Windows have paintings propped against the glass. There's a sort of permanent energy to it. I stopped into one studio, a small room off a cobbled lane, where a woman was printing line cuts of the town's rooftops. She was from Ljubljana originally, she said, but she'd been coming to Leben for 10 summers. The air here, she said in English, it makes you want to make things. I bought one of her prints, a small one of the bell tower and the sea behind it, for €15. It's now on my kitchen table in Zagreb, waiting for me to go back. The summit of the Fortica is where the old fortress used to be. Now there's a terrace with a couple of benches and a low stone wall, and the view is one of those that makes you forget to take a photo. Below you, the green peninsula of Pritlog juts into the sea. To the west, the hills roll toward Uka, the mountain that shades the bay in the late afternoon. And out in the Kvarner Bay, you can pick out the long, dark shape of Kres, where the griffin vultures nest. On a clear day like today, with the air so dry you can see the heat shimmer on the water, it feels like you can see all the way to Italy. I sat there for a while, eating my figs, just listening. A couple of French tourists were trying to identify the islands with a map, and a local guy was walking his dog, a small wire-haired thing that kept trying to chase the gulls. The gulls were making that sound that always feels like they're laughing at you. Eventually, I checked the time. It was almost 1, and I hadn't eaten a real lunch. The figs and cheese were good, but they're not lunch. I made my way down from the Fortica, back through the Porta San Fier, the 16th century gate with the Venetian line above it, and down towards the car park where the shuttle to Rabac leaves. Leben has no real city bus, so you walk to the station at Podlaben, the lower town, and catch the Arriva shuttle. It's about 20 minutes down the hill, winding through pine trees and villa gardens, until you hit the coast. I paid a couple of euros on board. The bus was full of families with towels and inflatables, heading for the beach. Rabac on a Sunday in August is not quiet. It's a full-on resort. Hotels like Girandella and San Fier lining the bay, the white pebble beach speckled with 1,000 umbrellas, the water so clear it looks like glass with a green tint. I walked along the shore for a bit, past the kids screaming in the shallows, past the old men playing chess at the cafe under the pines, until I found a patch of rock where I could put down my towel. I dropped my bag and I went in. The water is the thing. It's not cold, not the way the Atlantic is. It's that perfect Adriatic temperature, maybe 26 degrees, the kind that wraps around you. You swim out a little and the noise of the beach fades, and it's just you and the pebbles under your feet and the sun burning off the salt on your shoulders. I floated on my back for a few minutes, staring up at the sky, and I thought about how weird it is that I live here now. That I can do this on a random Sunday. That this is my life. After the swim, I was starving. I walked up to one of the few places that doesn't feel like it's purely for tourists, a small canoba set back from the waterfront, with a vine-covered terrace. I ordered fuzzy, that Istrian egg pasta, the one that looks like little folded pillows, with a sauce of truffles and mushrooms. It was about 13 euros, and it was one of the best things I've eaten since I landed in this country. The pasta had that proper bite. The truffle was shaved thin and fragrant, and the whole plate came with a side view of the harbor. I washed it down with a local white wine, a Malvasia, crisp and slightly floral. Maybe 4 euros a glass. I took the shuttle back up to Leiden in the late afternoon, the sun lower but still fierce. The plan was to rest for an hour, then go out for the evening. And that's exactly what I did. I lay on the bed in my room, the shutters half closed, listening to the cicadas in the courtyard, and I let the day settle. The evening was the real show. Leiden Art Republica runs something almost every night in August. Tonight, it was a street magic performance in the main square of the Starry Grad, in front of the Church of the Nativity. I'd seen the posters that morning. LU, street theater, 2100 hours. I didn't know what to expect. The square was packed. Maybe 200 people, locals and tourists mixed, sitting on the stones, leaning against walls, kids on shoulders. The performance was wordless. A woman in a white dress with a lantern, moving through the crowd in this slow, deliberate way, mapping light onto the facades. It was strange and beautiful, and at one point she singled out a little girl in the front row and held the lantern up to her face, and for a second the whole space went silent. Then the light shifted, and the show moved on, and the murmur of the crowd came back. Afterwards, the square dissolved into small groups. Some headed to the cafes along the promenade. I walked over to the Cedilus San Marco, the walkway above the city walls, where the fountains are lit and the view over the bay is just black sea speckled with the lights of Rabak below and the ferry traffic out in the corner. The air was warm, almost still. I found a bench and sat for a while, just being there. I thought about the cost of all this because it's a thing I think about a lot these days. My coffee was 2 euros 10, the figs and cheese 6, the print 15, the bus to Rabak, a couple of euros, lunch 13, the swim free, the evening show also free. A full day in Leiden, a genuinely great day, set me back maybe 40 euros all in. Compare that to the hotel prices in the summer, which I'm told average closer to 215 a night, and the value of just living here, renting a flat, starts to feel really obvious. I'm told monthly rent for a modest one-bedroom here is around 550 euros. Suddenly, the whole economics of it clicks into place. I wandered back through the Starry Grad after the magic show ended. Most of the galleries had closed by then, but a few studios were still lit, and you could hear clinking glasses and laughter. I stopped at a small bar near the Porta Samfir for a nightcap. It was called, simply, Rock Cafe. The playlist was Sheila and the Stranglers, and the crowd was a mix of artists and old hippies and a few young couples. I got a glass of local red, about 3 euros, and sat outside on a plastic chair, watching the last of the night's crowd drift down the hill. A man at the next table, he must have been 70, with a leathery face and a voice like gravel, asked me, in Croatian, if I was from around there. I try my best. Dobar dan.
Wa bejna febunj, dufi susedede iz Ontavru. Good day.
No, I'm from Zagreb, but I'm slowly moving here. He laughed, a big, warm laugh, and said something I mostly didn't catch, but I got the gist. He'd worked in the mines, he said, and he'd never once thought about living anywhere else. Laban was in his blood. "This is a real town," he said in English for my benefit, "not a theme park." I nodded. "That's exactly what it is." I walked home through the empty streets, the bells silent now, the festival lights still strung between buildings glowing orange and white. I stopped at the top of the steps down to my apartment and looked out over the bay one more time. Rabak was just a smear of light below, and the moon was up over Kress. I'm not sure how long I stood there. Long enough that the crickets started up again, and the night air cooled my skin. Tomorrow, I'll go inland, to the truffle towns in the hills, and the day after, I might do nothing at all but sit in a cafe and read. That's the beauty of this pace. The descent down the Adriatic is slow, and I'm in no hurry at all. I locked the heavy wooden door of my building behind me, climbed the stairs in the dark, and got into bed with the window open. The cicadas were loud, then quiet, then loud again. And that was the last thing I heard before I slept.